If you were dead, would you even know it? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Captain Dale Black, who was on our previous show, who had an experience with heaven after a plane crash.
I think a lot of times people aren't sure what's going to happen when they die or how they're going to die. And so they wonder, will I even feel it? Will it be catastrophic? Will I be in pain? Will I know that I'm dead? Where will I go?
Yeah, I think oftentimes before when I was an atheist, I remember in chemistry class and they just talk kind of in the terms that we're just kind of like animals. There's no real soul. You know, they didn't really talk about the soul.
Or spirit.
Yeah. So I just kind of thought, well, maybe we're just energy and it just kind of just dissipates to nothing.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people think that if they died, they wouldn't even know it because you just become nothing.
Like everything turns off. The brain's off. Everything's done. You go into nothing. It's just nothingness.
And a lot of doctors talk about it like this, saying, well, you know, near-death experiences, it's just your brain having this collage of chemicals and you're just seeing kind of what you think you would see. But then you die and it just the TV turns off and it's gone. Mm. It's in the junkyard. It's gone forever.
Wow.
But I know, and it's sad. But what if there was something more? And there's actually enough evidence to say there is something more. And even more so, what if there was a heaven and if there was a hell? I guess the question is, how do we get to heaven?
Yeah, exactly. Because it can be a scary thought thinking, okay, none of us are going to get out of this alive. I mean, we all will die, right?
Okay,
and
yeah.
And so it's like, I'll take a rain check on that. It's like—
Right, you can't avoid that.
You can't avoid it. Everyone's going to go through it. And would we know it? Well, from what we've heard and learned through even a lot of the testimonies, the people who have told us who have died and had a chance at life again, they felt more alive when they died than they did when they were alive. They said they feel like life was more of a dream and reality became when they died.
Yeah.
So eternity became more real. So they knew they were dead, their physical body, but their spirit was more alive.
That is amazing because when you really think in those terms, you know, if that's going to happen to me, how am I going to assure or be assured that I'm going to make it to the right spot?
Right.
You know, and we talked about in our last show, you need someone to carry you to make sure you get to heaven and get across the gap.
Because you can't be perfect. You can't be good enough to get there.
Right. I mean, I don't even know what I can do on my own merit to make sure that I get there. But Jesus says, I will get you there. And the Bible also says, all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want that to be me. I know where I'm going.
And so when you didn't know how to get there, you called out to Jesus and found out He is the way, the truth, and the life. Call out to Him. Let's hear from Captain Dale after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Four Seasons Nails and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Like to be pampered? Come to Four Seasons Nails, where customers always leave feeling relaxed and looking good. Located in Denver's historic Highlands neighborhood, Four Seasons Nails is your oasis to escape from stress, offering a wide variety of professional nail and waxing services. Come to Four Seasons Nails at 3481 West 32nd Avenue in Denver, or call them at 303-455-3025.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Captain Dale Black, and he's been on our previous show, and he was sharing with us many great things and how he had an experience going to heaven. He is a former airline captain and an instructor for captains. He's flown pretty much anything with wings. And at 19 years old, he had a deadly crash. Two of the guys died and he died but came back.
What's really interesting is he had an out-of-body experience. And he was just talking about being transported to heaven and having this encounter. So we can't wait to hear more.
Mm-hmm. And so Captain Dale was sharing how he was going through pretty much the heavens and there was a light, and he's going to share more. So Captain Dale, thanks for being with us.
Thank you guys for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you both.
Yes. And one important thing I wanted to mention is that in fifth grade, at 11 years old, you had received Jesus as your Savior. And when you died and you were seeing your body in that hospital room, the thing that came to your mind was that at a young age, you received Jesus. And though you didn't live a perfect life, God's mercy was there for you.
Yeah, I was far from the perfect life for sure. And I didn't even remember this experience before the crash. I didn't remember it.
Wow.
It was above the emergency room, looking down at my body. It was like a film was played for me, but it was played in my mind. And I went back there and I saw what I had done. And that was the key to why I'm alive. That's why I didn't die and go to hell, because of what I did in the fifth grade.
You know, what's amazing, Captain Dale, is I really liked how, you know, you didn't remember, but God didn't forget, you know, and it just shows the affection of God, how you might have kind of forgotten, but he didn't forget you, and he carried you to this amazing experience in heaven.
Yeah, I love the way you just said that. That's so perfect. And it's important for your listeners to not delay. We never know what tomorrow holds. You know, learn all you can about Jesus. Learn what he said. Learn what he did. And then make your own decision.
Amen. And you ended up going really fast past the earth and into heaven. Can you tell us about this amazing experience?
Yeah, there was no pain, no discomfort, and I'm speeding along through this deep space, what it looks like, and ahead, I could see a stunningly beautiful light that was brighter than the sun, yet it didn't hurt to look at it. And about this time, I noticed, as I was traveling, I wasn't traveling alone. Accompanying me were two angelic beings. They appeared masculine and larger than I was, and they were clearly delighted to be directing my journey. You could see that on their faces. But the brilliant light ahead started revealing, slowly and gradually, a magnificent skyline of an astonishing golden city. Now, there's not enough words to describe this. For example, the music, the beams of light, they were full of colors. They gyrated in the air. And in the light, there's life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
There's life in the light. And not only that, in the light, there's love. I mean, we're talking about unconditional love. That doesn't even exist on the earth. So how do you explain that to somebody?
Mm-hmm.
And all of this is inside of the light. And it's like the light and the life and the love, they're all like one. It was all one. And this is so hard to describe. And then who would God choose but a logical business background engineer? And here I am saying things that cannot be proved. But I can say this, my life has never been the same since. This was back in 1969, you guys. Yeah. And my life's never been the same.
Wow.
The atmosphere was alive with music. How can I describe that? It's billions of times more glorious than anything we've heard on the earth. And I knew instantly, even before I got there, that this place was entirely and utterly holy. And that's a funny word, because at age 19, I didn't even know what the word holiness meant. But holiness was everywhere. It permeated everything. And that's just one aspect of heaven. Holiness, hard to explain to people what that is all about.
What about, did you see anyone you knew, or did you smell different fragrances? Sometimes people smell things, and did you by chance get to meet Jesus?
Yeah, and I'm not permitted to share a lot. I'm not permitted yet. But yes, fragrances for sure, the colors, oh my gosh, and I've been singed by the music. It's hard to listen to music when it's not pure and true, and there's so little that is. There's some I love, but it's hard to find these days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But people like to talk about colors and music and the things you can see and touch and feel and smell. Sure, those are the five senses, you know, of course, that's normal.
Yeah.
But I'm there no more than 5 minutes, in a sense. And it has nothing to do with what I can see, touch, feel, smell. It has all to do with what I'm sensing. And this is what changes me. What did I sense? I sensed a love from God that permeated the walls and the flowers and the atmosphere and permeated right into every cell in my being. And what are you supposed to do with that?
Wow.
You know, you can't be the same. Every cell in your being, my body's still on Earth. So what does this mean? Every cell in my being is being infiltrated and impacted and regenerated by the love of God, by the life of God, coming from the light of God, and He's in all. And so I'm trying to explain to people that want to know what I saw, what I smelled, and I can't get past the holiness.
Yeah.
I can't get past the love.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get past the music and the light, and that everything has life in it. And all of a sudden, you know, I translate that to myself. I feel like I could climb Mount Everest because I have so much strength. Where'd that come from?
Right.
Everything that comes from God brings us strength and power and energy and life and, oh my gosh.
Mm.
And when I wake up on the morning of the fourth day from the coma that I was in, of course, my body is a disaster. It's broken in just about every place.
Mm-hmm.
You may remember the daredevil, Evel Knievel, who was quite well known during his day. Well, his doctor was my doctor, just so happened. So I had the best orthopedic surgeon probably in America, but I needed the best because I was broken in just about every place.
So you woke up from this experience, Captain Dale, and we're going to talk about how you got back into your life and how you would have memories of heaven and what your grandpa had told you as far as sharing your testimony. Thank you so much for being with us, and we're going to pray for our guests.
My pleasure.
You know, this brings all together maybe further meaning and understanding when Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." And in that light, it's not just a light, but it's love, it's life. It's energy, it's strength, it's power. And Jesus came to bring the kingdom of God here to us now. All we have to do is tap into that, tap into the life and the love of God. I know this for me as a former atheist, I've discovered this. And the way to do it is just say, "Jesus, I want you in my life. I want to continue to walk with you, to know you. I repent of my sins, the things that drain that. And I want you, Lord, the love of my life." In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.